Welcome to Torn the Tooth, your show for nose information and more. I am your host and originator, Gregory T. Roberts, better known as G-Man. To my right, your left, is my co-host, partner in Christ, Pastor, one of the twins, Melvin Burns the second. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
What's going on? I like being in the studio when we could do that. Well, I want you to know our sponsor, Tanzania. If you had a chance to do that, thank you for sponsoring us. And one of our local sponsors, Bishop Custom Series and Entertainment. For all your needs, see the Bishop. If you'd like to be a sponsor, please, you can call the radio station 727-5007 or 722-8338. Ask for Lady J, and she will have you on this show immediately. Please remember these shows repeat themselves. If you're driving and you like to see them, they repeat themselves on our Facebook, Instagram, just all our media, and you can have the chance to see them. It's political season. You know how we do it. Let me explain the rules. What we do is we have candidates on. We ask questions. The main thing is we let them talk about themselves. We don't go either way. We have this is their opportunity to talk about themselves. And with that, my brother, how's the weather looking?
Well, it's partly cloudy today, low 55, high 75. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy day, low 62, high 76. Same thing Sunday, low 61, high 77. Those clouds are still hanging around as we start the work week on Monday, low 61, high 75. Tuesday, the sun starts to peek out the clouds a little bit, but a low 55, high 69. Wednesday, sunny day, low 47, high 62. And then Thursday next week, it'll be a low of 53 and a high of 67.
I will say this. This election is going to be decided by people of color. Is going to decide this race. That's just a prediction of mine. And I'll let you know that early. Who do we have on today?
Again, as you said, it's the political season, and we're excited to have in the studio with us today a current county commissioner running for re-election and chairman of the county board. Mr. Charles Nash, welcome to this program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it and glad you guys have me today.
How you doing, sir? County Commissioner Nash, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm seeking my eighth term as a county commissioner. Started back in 2008. And at this time, I'm the most senior commissioner on the county board. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this for sure. It makes a difference. As you know, even just growing up, you got to have somebody that's been there and done that to help teach the ones that are coming in. Mm-hmm. And we got a good set of commissioners, but there is a lot of history with the county. And if you don't understand that history, it's hard to understand why you do what you do and how you do it and ways to do it. Mm-hmm. And so with that history, I'm able to be able to share that and teach that with them because, you know, after all these years, there's so much up here, but a lot of folks don't have that. So I have to try to be able to share that knowledge and share that understanding and wisdom that I have with them so that if something happens and I'm not there, they will have that understanding to keep be able to move forward. Mm-hmm. But it's my first term as chairman. You know, I've been vice chair a number of times, probably three or four times. And but this was my first term as chairman. And you know, we usually go 2-year terms, and now with redistricting, they have changed it now. So now we're running 4-year terms. And We're trying to get ready. I mean, I'm hopeful in this election, but I'm not cocky. I'm not presenting like it's done and it's over with. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to run until 8 o'clock on the six. So
right.
we keep doing what we got to do. And I'm just excited because we're putting things in place that could set up this next commission for another 4 years and moving forward, because we're moving forward in housing. Mm-hmm. We're moving, you know, we got our millage pass for the seniors again. So we're moving forward in that and trying to keep developing and adapting to the needs of all our seniors in the community. We got a new parks board that we're using to be able to help develop our parks even better and make them more conducive and user-friendly for all the community. Mm-hmm. in Muskegon and people that come in from outside. And just got a lot of good projects going on. And we're just trying to make sure, you know, right now we got the biggest solar project in the state of Michigan here in Muskegon County. And that's huge in itself. Mm-hmm. That's what, 250,000 watt potential unit that could, you know, run electricity for 40,000 homes in this area. So
wow,
it's a big deal and it's a big project. And mm-hmm. we just think that's the beginning. We're hoping to see more projects, you know, we're moving forward and more sustainability ideas. Mm-hmm. And we like to see different projects be able to develop from that type of foresight. So we got a new sustainability coordinator. We got a new housing coordinator. There's a lot of things going on. And as you know, we got a new public defender, which was really a blessing for us because we got a 29-year veteran from Cook County. Mm-hmm. who ran the biggest defense department in the country.
Wow.
And now she's head of Muskegon's little defense department, which I think she could probably run with her eyes closed. But it's good to see somebody that come from Cook County being here in leadership with us. And I think that she can add and enhance some of the things that we do there. And I think it's just going to help our whole court system in itself. Mm-hmm. But I'm just excited because we got a lot of eyes on the fire, but we're doing a lot of good things. And I just want to be reelected to be able to keep continuing that, especially with a 4-year term and not having to worry about trying to do this again, you know, after another year. Mm-hmm. But be able to stay focused on projects and getting things done for this community.
That's a big difference going from a 2-year to a 4-year term.
Yes.
You know, as I tell people, in a 2-year term, you're kind of always running.
Yeah.
Kind of explain, right, in your words, what you think that difference means.
It means a lot for the community because you can plan a lot better. Mm-hmm. Knowing that everybody's going to be there and everybody's going to be able to see this through. Mm-hmm. With 4 years, you know, you can put together a 5-year plan and know that, you know, probably 90% of it's going to be, you know, done before you have to start worrying about run again. And it just makes it easier for you to be relaxed and do your work and focus on your work without having to worry about, okay, here we come into the second year. Now I got to start getting in this campaign mode, you know? So now I can take 3 years and just concentrate on the county. Mm-hmm. And then get ready on that fourth year, you know, if we run again.
So, Commissioner Nash, in your 10-year, what are some of the projects that you're most proud of?
Well, I can tell you right now, the solar project is huge. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of projects over the years, but that solar project is huge moving forward. And it's probably one of the biggest projects that we've done in the community. I mean, I know we did the new jail, but you know, it's kind of one of those things, you know, you got to do, but you're not all happy to do, but you need it, you know, for the safety and things of that sort. Cause we've still, you know, even after all the money spent on that jail, we've had to, you know, do some small, you know, updates or repairs and things that we need to tweak that didn't get, you know, finished or done because we were trying to save money as we were doing the project. Mm-hmm. But this solar project is a no-brainer. And, you know, it's just great to see the patience that we had, you know, in leasing that to consumers and working with them. And then the collaboration that we had with Moreland Township and those folks out there in that Ravenna area. And to see it actually breaking ground and now, you know, you got a lot of workers in your local areas and unions that are getting some work. And, you know, this project is today and tomorrow, mm-hmm. you know, solar and sustainability projects are part of the future. And we want to be on the front end. We don't want to be on the back end. We want to make sure we're advancing with the rest of the country and not sitting back in this little town, not, you know, really moving things forward as we should. And I think that's just going to have a continuous impact. That's why we move forward with the sustainability coordinator. And I was just discussing with her yesterday, you know, just, you know, let's get big. I want them to be creative. Let's get big. And sustainability is everything. It's not just electricity. It's not just energy, but, you know, we're even talking about sustainable communities. You know, there's some things that she's looking at now that she was sharing with me that can help, you know, with some of our folks that are worried about, you know, the cost of living and how to live and how to, you know, get food and groceries and things of that sort. So they're looking at this full project that is, you know, housing based as well as community and sustainability, you know, together as a unit. And it's just something new, and they're doing it. So, and I'm a good person that I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. I just believe that somebody's always ahead of you. So get with them, find out what works and what don't work, and then try to copy that to our community. And then you got something that you know works, and you just can tweak it, you know, because they've been through those things, so they can tell you what things to look for and what things you want to update. And you know, it makes it even better for us as we add something new to the community.
Couple of things. First, tell people District 5. Tell people what the boundaries for District 5 are.
You know, that's a good question, because I've been putting this thing out, you know, yard size, and I'm getting people from all different, you know, districts saying, hey, I want your yard sign, but I'm not, you know, I don't want to step on any other commissioner toes. I don't want to fight with them, and I want them to have a chance to get signs in those people's yards. So District 5 is Far East Muskegon, which is really the boundary. I believe it's almost starts right at my house off Getty Street, Getty and Amity. And then it's funny how it's kind of crooked, but it goes all the way down Amity and then it goes up School Street. Okay. But if you're on the west side of School Street, you're in a different district that used to be mine. And it's funny because everybody that's on that side are asking for my signs and I'm saying, I'm sorry. You know, I don't want to put signs over there because actually that's Commissioner Cook's district now with redistricting. That's her district. So I would rather you talk with her and see if you want to put a sign out with her, which, you know, I'm going to go on and endorse and let them know. I do think Commissioner Cook is worthy and we've been able to work together. You know, matter of fact, we supported moving her to vice chair after the first year. And I can say we're learning how to work together and do these different things. And I'm, like I say, I'm trying to teach her, working with Commissioner Page, you know, who's covering Muskegon Heights and Norton Shores. And, you know, he's got a ball of history of his longevity in there. So it's real conducive with mine. But, you know, I really was honored in a way that he communicated about myself and saying, well, he said, but I'm learning from you because, you know, everything, you know, where all the bones are buried. So I want to get my wisdom out the county from you. And, I really appreciated that because, you know, that's a person speaking from wisdom himself. But we're all learning how to work together and we got some good candidates out there, you know, with, Chris McWiggin, she's running to replace Marsha Hubby Wright. And, you know, I've known Chris a long time back when I first got in, because, when she was the president of the, Muskegon Community Foundation. And Chris is a really good person, good person you can work with. And I think she's going to be a great addition to the county as long as the people elect her.
How important is it to work across the other side for the common good?
You know, be honest with you, I'm always trying to communicate with the other side. And I know we all have our different beliefs and strong beliefs in certain things. But, you know, I don't believe in just partisan, you know, stuff, you know, the antics and all that political craziness on the board. So we try to keep that away from the board. We try to eliminate that. So we try to communicate with them. Now, people are going to vote the way they want to vote.
Of course.
I don't take it personal. I don't bring it home with me. I just say, hey, you know what? That's their vote. They can do what they want with it. You know, that's why the people elect them. I'm just hoping that their votes are more for the people and not for themselves or not for their partisan pieces. Mm-hmm. I just think that we have to make sure we're communicating, because even though I'm a District 5 commissioner, mm-hmm. I'm a county commissioner.
Sure. Right.
So I have to make sure what's good for my district is good for the whole county. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how you should look at it, because you all remember Bill Gill was one of my mentors.
Oh, in that. One of mine.
And that's kind
of
where I got that from. He mm-hmm. he always said, he said, I'm not just a district whatever commissioner. He said, I'm a county commissioner. Mm-hmm. I'm a county commissioner for everybody, you know. So you got to remember both sides of that. And but District 5 again is almost an old district for me. When I first got elected, mm-hmm. it was almost the exact same district that this district is drawn into, okay. except for that cutout of that Marquette area in, you know, Jackson Hill. Mm-hmm. But it was always East Muskegon and Muskegon Township. Now, back then I had a portion of Muskegon Township, but now I have all of Muskegon Township. So that includes the south side and the north side.
Okay.
So I have to get out here on the north side out there in, wow. in 120 area and make sure that, you know, communicate with those folks also.
Right. I was kind of laughing because you were able to quote Commissioner Bill Gill in one quote.
Yeah. yeah. Well, you know, he was a good mentor, and he taught me a lot. And that's one thing about Commissioner Gill is he believed what he believed and he said what he said, and he didn't apologize for nothing he ever said. Mm-hmm. So
now you're in the streets. I'm going to take one of his questions. You're in the streets. So what are you hearing in the streets concerns when you're out there campaigning?
Well, what I'm hearing a lot of is people are tired. They're tired of all the bickering. They're tired of all the, you know, pitting one against the other, all the fear things. They're just tired, and they just want to see some good people in office that are going to think about them, you mm-hmm. know, and make decisions based on them. But they're tired of the theatrics. They're tired of all the bickering back and forth. They just want us to, you know, and I think we've gotten a lot more respect, because I know if you know the term before, it was really crazy. It was a lot of that craziness going on. And that's one thing when the board commissioners elected me as chair, one of my focus was, is we're going to work in peace. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to work together. We're going to communicate, but we're not going to have the theatrics. I'm going to do my best to try to make sure our board meetings are civil mm-hmm. board meetings, and we're talking about the topics and the mm-hmm. subjects, but all that partisan bickering and craziness, we need to tone that down. And we really did, and people are really appreciating it, and they're liking the way the board is. And we were so glad because it was so crazy. But then Ottawa County took that mantle and started, you know, down there. So all eyes were off us. It was all down there. And I was like, this is so much better for us. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's just a lot more peaceful, and you don't have to deal with all that. And that ain't the conversation of the day, you know.
Okay.
So then you're running again for re-election. Tell the folks out there that may not know you, or just don't get people starting to get their absentee ballots, why should they vote for Charles Nash?
Well, if you want to know why you should vote for me, because my passion is people, my passion is service. Mm-hmm. It's more of a service ministry for me to be able to sit in that seat and keep some integrity and make decisions based on the people and what they think and what they believe. And what I believe is best for our community, mm-hmm. and just staying solid with that, and always remembering that's your place. You're elected as a representative for people, mm-hmm. and once you start making it about yourself, then you done got out of line, mm-hmm. and you know, you can't make it about you. It's not about the title. You know, I'm the board chair, but I don't run around with a, you know, I'm the board chair. I'm try to run with a big stick. You know, I want to work with people. And that's what I'm hoping. If reelected, my new word is collaboration.
Okay.
Muskegon has always been talking about it, and Muskegon has always been needing it, but we got to really focus and we got to really implement this throughout this community. So I'm talking to different leaders and I'm saying, this is the word for these next 4 years, collaboration. We got to learn how to work
together. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Because we can do so much more together than we can separately. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, we got this municipality, But if we learn to work together, even as municipalities, mm-hmm. as fire departments, as schools, as whatever, we can take what we have and work together and collaborate and do bigger things mm-hmm. and better things mm-hmm. because we're putting our forces together and now we're using them as mm-hmm. units. And so it ain't so heavy on each one of us.
Yeah. Right. Let's go to the board. Tanya Roberts Ford, a larger gentleman all the way from Georgia. You stay dry down there. She has a question, and let's find that question out right now. How will you bring people together when we are so divided? Thank you for that question from Georgia. Stay dry down there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think I've touched on that. That's why, you know, we're looking at the word collaboration. Well, that's what I'm looking at. I don't want to speak for the whole board, but I'm looking at that word as collaboration. We have to continue to work together. And that means even in politics, because that's how you're going to bring people together to stop the drama, mm-hmm. you know, stop all the antics, and let's communicate like adults. Because we have to remember, we're leaders for these youth. And a lot of reason why we got so much dysfunction with the youth, because they're looking at us. And they're saying, how can you guys tell us how to be when you guys don't know how to act?
Mm-hmm.
And they're right. I mean, how am I going to be able to tell somebody young, you know, let's do this better, let's do that better. And all we do is clown at the meetings and act a fool,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we have to be that example. And that's one thing I did appreciate about Barack Obama, because he was the first Black president. But I believe he focused on making sure he was one of those Black presidents that came in doing it right and left doing the same thing. And you didn't have a bunch of unethical things happening with him. So as you see now, people still appreciate him. People still, you know, can look up to him. You didn't have any, you know, marital scandals. You didn't have any, you know, Bill Clinton incidents. You know, you just had a good president that did the best he could with what he had.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't perfect, but he did the best he could with what he had. And I thought, that's great. That's great leadership to come in and do it the right way mm-hmm. and lead that good example. Because, you know, sometimes we get Black leaders in certain places and then, you know, the forces is waiting on you to slip up and mess up. And,
okay.
you know, but being a good leader, I think, really helps people understand, and it trickles down.
We got a real quick question from Houston, Texas. Okay,
so Michael Anthony Smith, he says, it's a question. It says, working on infrastructure items and or bringing new businesses to the area.
And that's good. I'm glad he touched on that, because that's another focus that I think we have to make. Because looking forward, top three, housing and sustainability and economic development. I think that's something that we have to come together and collaborate on. Mm-hmm. And I did, I set up a meeting with Cindy Larson, because I know she's there now, but she's going to be stepping down.
Yeah,
but I wanted her to know that I'm trying to talk with the board members and trying to move these different things in our top three, and economic development is not lost in Muskegon County.
Okay.
But I want to see how we can collaborate and marry some of these things together so that we can build together. And not just, you know, this is your corner, you handle that. No, we want to be able to help in whatever facet we can help with that also. So we talked about some different ideas, but, you know, we still have to do more communication and meetings and develops and see what kind of projects we can get involved in to collaborate together. But that is a focus that I do want to see our board.
Commissioner, well, as we're running out of time, why should somebody vote for you?
Well, put it this way. If you lose the most senior person on your commission, and a lot of people that are going to be left are going to be pretty much brand new, you know, some of them one term, that's pretty brand new. So you need some leadership and you need some guidance that can help mm-hmm. them. And that don't mean I have to be chair. That just means you got somebody there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still say, this is the policy, this is the process, this is how we used to do things, and this is how we could change things moving forward. And just having that kind of leadership and helping people learn and develop on there with all, you know, new people coming in, I think that was one, I saw how much it was needed, and I saw it was good. But also with having that understanding, you got somebody on there that can actually help make good decisions for this community. Okay. And I think that's one of the top reasons I think people should look at reelecting myself, and, you know, not being conceited or arrogant, but I think it's needed.
If I want to write that big check or find out more policy about your policies or beliefs, how could I do that?
Well, if you want to support this campaign, you can go to electcharlesnash.com. That's my website, and it does have contribution site. And there are other things and more information. But I, you know, I'm so open. I tell people, you know, call my cell phone, you know, talk to me. You know, I might not be able to answer or talk to you right away, but I'll get back to you and I'll talk to you and I'll find out and I'll answer your questions. And if I don't know, I'll get you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I've always been.
There we go.
All right.
Commissioner Nash, thank you so much.
Appreciate you, G-Man.
Appreciate you coming in.
Pass burns, right. As always.
Yes, okay, we had a chance to talk to Commissioner Nash. Good luck in your race.
Thanks.
District 5. Who do we have coming up?
Coming up, we have our former county commissioner who's running for the Water Resource Commissioner from Muskegon County, Mr. Zach Laring.
All right. You are watching and listening to Torn Into with Pastor Burns and Gregory Roberts. And we're going to take a commercial break and we'll see you in a couple minutes. And welcome back to the show, Torn Into, on this date here. And please, that Kids to Africa, would you please support that instead of them having to wait to the last second for donations? Wouldn't it be nice that they have the money and tools and resources to even send more kids? So support that, will you please? Our next guest.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to the show today our guest, Mr. Zach Laring, who is the candidate for the Muskegon County Water Resources Commissioner. Mr. Laring.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you folks today?
Good. First time on the show. We appreciate you being on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 63-year-old construction worker that got involved in politics. I heard it said best that I got in politics because politics got involved with me. So
okay,
that's why I became a county commissioner. I am a construction worker, a site superintendent for a Muskegon County contractor. I've been working in the construction industry for 40 years. A lot of experience with soil erosion permits and sedimentation permits. So, I'm a husband. I've got four daughters and all married and living in the West Michigan area and 10 grandchildren. So, just feeling the opportunity to give back to my community through public service.
Mr. Laring, for our listeners and people that are watching the show, would you tell people what your job detail is? Because a lot of people might not know what the Water Resource Commissioner does.
Okay, so the Water Resource Commissioner is a position, it's been renamed, I think, about a year ago. It's the Drain Commissioner.
Okay.
With a new name called the Water Resources Commissioner. The job responsibilities are pretty much the same. The law for the Water Resources Commissioner and the Drain Commissioner, they operate under the same drain code. So it's just a different name, same position. What the Water Resources or Drain Commissioner does is they manage part of the county infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So throughout the county, we have a infrastructure of storm drains and drainage to get storm water out of the county. And they are responsible for the operation and maintenance of the storm water system within the county.
Okay. So why don't you tell our listeners, so why are you throwing your hat in the ring for this position?
So as a county, I actually, in my construction experience, I have a series of concepts that you don't move up until you have a replacement. And I believe I have a suitable replacement for my position as a county commissioner. And as my term as a county commissioner, I've been a county commissioner for 5.5 years. I will have served my third term at the end of this year. The number one complaint as a county commissioner that I have received is from our drain commissioner's office. Residents have their number one complaint to me as a county commissioner has been the operation of our drain commissioner.
Okay.
So I decided I was done with the being a county commissioner. I have a replacement, and I decided to run for this office and see if I couldn't change how that office is managed.
Commissioner, why are you out there knocking doors and talking to people? What are some of the other concerns people are concerned with?
Well, they're concerned with the amount of taxation that our residents have in Muskegon County. The property taxes are high. So that is one of the major concerns of the people that I talk to. They also have been frustrated with some of the maintenance on our county property, our county parks. We haven't done a great job of maintaining those. We haven't done a good job historically of maintaining our public resources, buildings, and infrastructure. So that has been kind of a challenge as a county commissioner, but I listened to the interview with Charles Nash and some of the projects that he mentioned. One of them was the jail. I think we've done a good job of doing the repairs to the county courthouse the last administration, and the current one. We've spent a lot of money on trying to redo the county courthouse and purchasing the Baker campus for a new administration building. And that was a well-maintained building in the past, and I hope that we can continue to maintain it at that same high level. I like how the county courthouse is turning out. It's not 100% done, but it's approaching the end of that construction phase. So I think we've done a good job of reinvesting into the community through that county courthouse.
What do you see as the biggest issues facing the next Water Resources Commissioner from Muskegon County?
Well, so barring any substantial storm events, we've had a few since I've been a commissioner. Where we've had some high water tables, but historically high water tables. But barring those, the number one thing is maintenance. So our county drains have not been maintained. Most of our county drains are 100 years old and not adequately maintained. And my goal is to start maintaining those. We have trees growing in our county ditches. They're plugged with brush. And we need to take care of those drains so when they're needed, we have adequate flow through those drains.
Commissioner, you know, right now we're so tied up and so divided. Are you able to work with people across the aisle for the common good of the county?
Well, maybe you're seeing something that I don't necessarily see. I don't find that we're that divided.
Okay.
I listened to the Charles Nash interview. He is my board chair right now. And Charles and I have had some disagreements, Commissioner Nash, to your viewers. But for the most part, I think that the board is not that divided. I think the vast majority of our votes are bipartisan. And a significant, I would say more than 50% of our votes as a county commission are unanimous. Maybe 60% of them are unanimous. So I don't find us that divided. I think Charles has been a good chair. He's done a good job. And one of the things he has done that I do support. So, and I've been part of the bipartisan part of it. I mean, to your viewers, I'm the Republican candidate. And the Republicans have a different view, per se, than maybe the Democrats do on how things should be managed and spent. I don't necessarily believe all of that is bad to have different points of view. And ultimately, you know, we've come together on most of the issues. Most of the issues are passed with bipartisan support. probably 95 to 98% are passed with bipartisan support. And I know I vote for a lot of bipartisan issues on the board. So I don't necessarily see that divide. I mean,
okay.
I don't see a divide necessarily within the community. We're geographically, I live way out at the east end of the county and clear out in Ravana. So I live on a small family farm out in Ravana, but geographically we might live in different places, but you might have to elaborate on the division. I don't necessarily see it.
Okay.
You kind of touched on something I'm curious about. Running for the Water Resources Commissioner is a partisan position. Just in your thoughts, what partisan issues come to that position? I'm saying that in a way to make, did you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah. So first off, I would suggest that it probably shouldn't be a partisan position. Even the county.
We all agree on that one.
Yeah. So it probably shouldn't be partisan. The county commission we belong to Michigan Association of Counties. Mm-hmm. They actually had a motion a couple of years ago before MAC to move legislation to make the county commission nonpartisan, which it's fiduciary responsibility of the county as the county commission. So that too could be nonpartisan. And mm-hmm. I would agree that a lot of these positions should be nonpartisan. So if you take away the party politics, all you have is disagreements or philosophies. And quite frankly, my opponent or myself, the drain commissioner is, I don't want to be too blunt, but it's not rocket science. Water flows downhill, and getting it out of the county in a storm event is the most important part, to get it out of the county before it runs in somebody's basement. Mm-hmm. And we can both do that job. Now, we may do it a little bit differently because our viewpoints are differently. Are different, but that doesn't make my opponent wrong or myself wrong. We just might have a different methodology for, you know, how that we would approach that. That I don't know that the methodology necessarily is partisan.
My neighborhood was just redone, drains, sewer, streets, everything. Our neighborhood is over 100 years old. Like you said, most drains and stuff are like over 100 years old. Yeah. How do we get funding to replace and repair some of these drains?
Well, so the storm sewers are a little bit different than the sanitary sewers. So this office only operates the storm sewers.
Okay.
Basically the storm system that's within the county. It does not necessarily have to do with the actual sewer system. So mm-hmm. I don't know what sewer system you're on. The county does operate a big piece of the sewer system that goes out to Moreland Township and Eggleston. We have the wastewater plant out there. And I'm assuming that your municipality is tied into the county's sewer system.
Yes.
The storm sewer system is significantly different. The most of the county drains are an open drain, if you will, more like a ditch, not a pipe. Mm-hmm. They do run through pipes in some locations or culverts under streets. But for the most part, so the money for the drains actually comes from the county and an assessment to the property owners within the drain district.
Okay.
So the drain commissioner is actually or the water resources commissioner is a very powerful position because they can directly assess property owners in the county. No other county official has that kind of authority to directly assess the residents for basically operating a county system, which is our ditches, our stormwater system. So the drain commission office, I think that power, the current drain commissioner bills the residents, the road commission, and the county, and for these projects that they've taken and spent a lot of money over the last decade that may not have been the best way to spend it. That is it's the assessment to the property owners within the drain district or the newly created drain district, which has been the problem. With most of the residents that I've talked to, I'm sorry, my phone is been overheating and hard to charge. It won't let me charge, so I'm afraid I might lose you guys. I'm down to 4% and it says it's too hot to charge, so I'm not quite sure. I'm sorry if I get cut off.
Okay. Well, with that said, if people want to find out more about you and your beliefs and stuff like that, or want to write you the big check, how can they do that?
Well, I would appreciate a big check. I'm very underfunded, but the best way to reach me is the Committee to Elect Zach Lehring. You can reach me on Facebook, or I do have an email address. It's Zach Lehring for Water Resources Commissioner at gmail.com would be the best way to reach me, or they can reach me at the county email address also, which is zlehring@muskegoncounty.net.
Okay, Commissioner, before we lose you, we ask this to every candidate. Why should a person vote for Zach Lehring?
Well, because I have 40 years of field experience operating storm systems, sanitary systems. I'm a certified pipeline safety inspector. I've been doing this for most of my life. For 40 years, I've been involved with storm sewers. So I have a lot of experience with the cost, the budgeting, and the operation of storm sewers. So
you being a commissioner, we want to keep you as long as we can. You being a commissioner and the time, how important was that? You being a commissioner tying into this new job, was that?
I think it's very important because I understand how the drain commissioner's projects can tax the county administration through the general funding of the county. We actually that has been a problem within the county. Some of the assessments, the county pays 20% of these projects. These projects have been millions of dollars, some of them mismanaged, and that all 20% of that comes right out of our general fund. And the county also has been signing good faith and credit to these projects. And so we're on the hook if something goes wrong, because we're also the financier to these projects. So we're paying for them and financing them. And it does tax our bond market abilities. So it's a challenge for the county. And as a county commissioner, I have seen the direct impact of those trying to balance the budget at the county while we're dealing with these other issues.
Okay. What type of budget and staff are we talking about for the county drain commissioner?
Right now, the drain. That's fine. They're actually an interchangeable name, and people are way more familiar with the drain commissioner. Sure. But right now, we have a deputy drain administrator. He seems to be doing a good job. And then we have the drain commissioner. My hope is that we would actually, the county used to maintain these drains themselves. They used to have equipment to maintain the drains. They would go out. Now, everything, we wait for a problem, and then we hire contractors to come in and do the repairs. I would rather be a little bit more proactive with some of the maintenance that we would, before it's a crisis, that we would maintain some of these systems before they become a crisis.
So like the storm we had earlier this week, were there any specific issues that came out of that, those heavy rains we had earlier this week?
Not necessarily an impact to the residents, but it definitely taxed our system, our stormwater system that we operate in the county. But there was no direct impact to residents that I've heard from yet. Usually that comes from backed up in people's basements, that the stormwaters have backed up in somebody's basement. So,
okay. Commissioner Larry, how important is the experience over somebody just trying to run just to get a title?
Well, I don't believe that's my opponent's desire. I don't believe that she's looking for a title. So I don't know. I do have a lot of experience. And quite frankly, my opponent has a lot of experience.
Okay.
We just have different experiences. So I wouldn't suggest that she's looking for a title, nor am I. So I don't really know. I don't know why you would do this job looking for a title. It's not a title that anybody would want, I don't think, to be the drain commissioner. It's just, it's a job that I think I can do well.
All right.
You talked about some of your past construction experience. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how it kind of prepares you for this position you're running for?
Sure. Well, I do plan review before a project starts. I go through soil erosion. We have to put in place a lot of soil erosion. We'd have to pull a permit, and then we have to install all of these means and methods on a construction site to keep the soils on the site. And so I have a lot of experience with the permits, managing the permits, the inspections, working with the drain office on these in a number of counties. I've actually done projects in Muskegon County. Actually, I've done projects in multiple states. So I've had a lot of experience with large scale projects and sedimentation and soil erosion permits. So I'm usually the first one on the job site, and usually my job sites last about a year to maybe a year and a half, and I'm the last one to leave. So I basically pull all of the soil erosion controls up when I'm done and get it inspected and move on to the next project. So,
okay. Commissioner, I see a lot of outsourcing of bringing companies out of the city or out of the county to take on jobs that can be handled here. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I've already talked to the county administration if that we can make some changes to that. The professional services in particular are outsourced way outside of the county. And there's a lot of travel time involved with the engineers and the attorneys with that. My goal is to all of the procurement to go through the county procurement process, that we would go through a standard process of bidding and estimating through the county itself, and to not take that burden on myself, that I would let these bids out to, I hate to say this to my friends, but what I would do is let the county take on that purchasing and procurement power through the county's corporate council, the county's engineers, the county, and when we do hire contracts to go through their purchasing and procurement and bidding process. I think that would, one, allow a lot more bidders the opportunity to look at these projects instead of just going to a couple of my friends every time. And secondly, it would offer transparency to this process because it's dealing with public money, and I believe the more eyes you have on that, the better.
You just brought up a very important word. How important to you that office and the commission as well is being transparent to the voters?
Well, I hate to say this, but I believe the county commission is very transparent. But the voters, I mean, all of our meetings are public. They can come to all of them. They're live streamed. Our budgets, we just had our budget meeting and passed the 2025 budget. But to be honest with you, we have very little to no public interaction.
Wow.
I don't want to say they don't care, but they really don't pay attention. I mean, it's rare that we have public comment, and it's rare that we have anybody come in to. It's all public information. It's all available. And we do get audited every year. And through the audit, we pass the audit. The fiduciary responsibility lies on the board. And I think they've done a good job. I think we spend too much, but I wish that we were a little more frugal with our money at the county. But it all balances. And I do believe that, you know, we pass our audits every year with flying colors, and even the audit reports are all available to the public. So I think we're transparent, and I'm willing to the administration, I also believe it's sit down, and I'm willing to sit down and go over the budget with anybody or the audits that we have every year. I think for the most part, we have public trust, and if they don't, I'm definitely, and I know administration's definitely open to answer those questions.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left here. We're going to give you the last word. I'm sitting on the couch. Again, why should I vote for you?
Well, because I've got experience with the public. I have not worked for the government since I got out of the Army. So I bring the private sector into the government, and I understand the private sector. That is the difference. My opponent has been a government employee. She has been the deputy drain commissioner. She's worked in that position under Brenda Moore, who for decades. And my guess what I would say, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And she's mm-hmm. been there for a long time. She's been in the government. She's been this position. I think I bring the opportunity in from the outside, from the public sector, to look at this a little differently.
Yeah, would you say that that's the biggest difference between you and your opponent?
Yes. The fact that...
You still there? Mm-hmm. Hello?
I might have lost that
4%. Okay, I think we might have lost him.
That 4%, hold on.
You know, and that's why I was asking questions real fast. And we want to thank him for coming on, because I know that he was running out of juice there. Mm-hmm. And that happened, so I was asking them some questions. Your thoughts?
Again, for folks that did, again, that was Zach Larian, who was running for County Resources Commission. I think I called him former commissioner, knowing he wasn't running again, so I apologize for that, and we thank him for joining the show. You know what I like about that is most people have no idea what the water resource commissioner is, the old drain commissioner.
Right.
A city folk, you know less than people, folks in the township, so there's a chance more people are moving into townships. So it's a chance for folks to not only see the candidates, but learn a little bit more about that position and what it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, one thing I want to say is that there's still a lot of undecided voters out there. We want you to be an educated voter. That's why we have this show. That's why we try to reach out and bring candidates. Make sure you be an educated voter. Don't be a copy and paste person, see something and just copy and put it on your Facebook site. Be a smart, educated voter and vote for the person that best represents you. Your thoughts?
You know, I was thinking, when I go in a grocery store now, you only have so much money. You pick up item, put it down because it costs too much. You wait for things to be on sale. You got one vote. You got one vote to spend. You know, take your time, be thoughtful, and spend it wisely.
I heard this thing and it just drove me nuts. Don't vote for this candidate, but stop this candidate. It was an oxymoron. I just couldn't believe it. People, you're wiser than that. You're smarter than that. With that said, that's our show. It's 3:00 already. Can you believe it? Well, this is Pastor Melvin Burns. I'm Gregory T. Roberts, and this is Torn Into, the political season. We're interviewing all the candidates that are running. And listen, we're going to reach out to you, but if we don't hear anything, it's not because we didn't try. Yeah. Listen, go out and sow a seed in somebody's life. You never know who you might touch. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week.